Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy enhanced interrogation techniques, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Coming at you, it's 2 p.m., 2:01-ish on the Pacific Coast. I'm coming at you from Los Angeles, California. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Ryan Pfeiffer is joining us from Pensacola, Florida.
What up?
How's it going, man?
Oh, great. I've just been all day watching all the coverage of this torture report.
Oh, I don't know what you're... It's pretty horrendous. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I was just over on Drudge. I couldn't actually find it.
Are you kidding me?
Go over to fucking Drudge. You gotta look. You have to fucking look on the Drudge report to find the link to where the Senate report on CIA torture finally was released.
Yeah, you know, I'm watching all this coverage, and the right keeps saying, why now? Why are you bringing this up now? And why is the report released now? That's the one thing I can't figure out.
Well, they've been trying to for years, but a bunch of others have been trying to keep parts quiet. Even this administration ain't really thrilled about it. I guess John Kerry allegedly called Dianne Feinstein, who headed up this committee that released this this investigation, and Feinstein, and he was like, you know, do you really have to release this? No, because you know people are going to get pissed off and shit.
I think that Obama doesn't want to talk about it because, to me, the discussion then leads to drones. I mean, if this is unacceptable, then how is it acceptable that we have remote control planes bombing brown people halfway across the fucking globe?
Right. Well, that's not acceptable, to us either, really.
Well, it seems fine. It seems fine with Obama. It seems fine with the administration.
Yeah, and that's where I disagree vehemently with Obama and the administration. I don't think we should be, just because something doesn't have, something that's flying that kills people on the ground doesn't have a guy sitting in it, how is that not a violation of sovereign airspace and on the right, you got to punish, kill. They're really torn about that one because that's the one thing that the Muslim brown guy in the White House has done that they like.
Yeah. I saw Richard Engel today interviewed on MSNBC.
Where is he that the bombs are flying?
It was strange. He was in a suit in a studio. Oh. He looked weird.
Yeah, uncomfortable probably.
Oh, yeah. He was like, no one's shooting at me. I'm so bored. But that's exactly where he went with this. He was like, okay, I'm glad this report's here. But if we're going to talk about this, we have to talk about the whole drone deal.
Right. And, you know, they won't.
Yeah, they're not going to talk about that.
Oh, because they God, like it. On the right, they like the drones. They like brown, you know, brown people getting bombed from the sky. Especially ones that aren't Christian.
Listen, who is this asshole from Georgia, by the way?
Well, I mean, that narrows it down.
Good God, that senator, what's his name, Saxby?
Oh, Saxby Chambliss?
Good Lord, first off, what's up with that name? Saxby Chambliss?
Isn't that
Saxby Chambliss? Saxby Chambliss is like, his whole thing was like, well, this whole program in Guantanamo and this enhanced interrogation, well, that's protected us from other terrorist attacks, and we've gotten so much intelligence from it. And he's I'm like, hey, Saxby, you're the only one saying this on the television right now. The only one.
So that makes
it okay.
And
guess what? He's old, white, and what? Republican.
Yeah, he's not the only one saying it. If you go over to Fox News, if you probably even hear them reported on Fox News about this, the CIA report, a report on the CIA, then that's how they're going to spin it. You know, they can't believe that that people are questioning this, that America is safer. No more airplanes flew into the any more buildings after 9/11, you know, just because they did all these things, because they tortured these brown guys, even though they're finding out from today's report that it didn't work, that these guys, it's been proven that torture doesn't work. People are going to say whatever they think that you want to hear eventually. And if there's some secret they're ultimately willing to die before they tell, you know what? They're going to die before they tell it.
Oh, my God. And just to hear, like, some of the things that actually happened. I mean, then telling a prisoner you're not going to survive this, we're going to kill you. And then if you don't tell us what we want to know, what we want, we're going to kill your family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're the good guys, remember. They included one guy was waterboarded 83 fucking times. Now, John McCain, who I tweeted out, John McCain is like that broken clock that's right twice a day when it comes to this one. John McCain, who you may recall, spent, I don't know, a couple of years or more in a tiger cage in Vietnam getting tortured.
Yeah.
Has a unique perspective on it. And he was all for the release of this information. And now, the sooner the better, because he feels that it needs to be pointed out that this isn't what Americans do. This isn't what we want to portray to the rest of the world as a shining example. And he gave a speech today after Dianne Feinstein did about this report. And he stood up in favor of it. He said, this needs to come out. And he said, will this maybe spur some violence by those who already hate us and already are angry at us? He said, maybe. But still, this needs to get out because we need to not do this shit.
You know, but I listened to his speech, too, and I agreed. I thought it was a good speech. And then he got into this weird area where he was like, you know, I understand why they did it. I understand why some of the people in the CIA tortured these guys. I get it. And I don't know. It felt like he was sort of empathizing with the torturers. And I listened to that speech and I'm like, that's not the speech I think the world wanted to hear.
Yeah, you know? I get it intellectually.
Really apologizing.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was apologizing for these people that were carrying out war crimes. And I thought his speech, I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my God, where is he going with this?
Well, he's got to walk a line. He's still a Republican.
But I tell you what, man, if I heard that speech, that wouldn't make me put down my pitchfork. That would make me want to fucking throw it. No. I mean, I was just like, God, how are you off base with this? How are you off base? We can't say to the world, listen, we're sorry we did this. There's no excuse. What we did was horrible. But, you know, we get why these people did it.
Then did you see that out of these, like, 119 prisoners they were talking about in CIA custody and that were treated, that were subject to these treatments, 26 of them, they found out, were held because of mistaken identities or bad intelligence.
Oh, yeah. Who's that one guy? The one that's been held for the longest. Oh, what's his name? The very first prisoner at Gitmo, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
His attorney was on MSNBC this morning. He's like, my client's name is mentioned 1,000 times in this document. Oof. And he goes, I'm on page 4. And basically there's already an admission that is not or has never been in Al-Qaeda. So he shouldn't have been there.
Oh, but he's brown.
Yeah, and listen, if I hear one more person say, but listen, the majority of the CIA isn't like this, okay? It's only like 80 of them. That's what I kept hearing right. this morning.
Well, they're trying like, that.
Again, that's not what the world wants to hear.
Yeah, they're trying that, you know, well, it was I think they're trying to spin this. It was rogue, this rogue CIA group that was not following orders. And they just started torturing these guys before they had authorization.
Yeah. I just felt like McCain was white-splaining it to the rest of the world. I don't know.
Well, they're not going to show Feinstein's speech on Fox if they show any
of it.
That's
true.
So, you know, he's got to inject a little bit of that in. Although they hate him already as a rhino to those knuckle-draggers.
Yeah. And it's not like what McCain said was... It's just that I don't understand how... that he was tortured... And he was kept in a prison camp, treated inhumanely, but then he can come out and somehow he wants us to find some level of empathy with these fucking torturers.
You thought that of McCain, really? I mean, I thought he was just saying he gets their motivation, but they're wrong. I get their motivation too. I think they're wrong. I don't think they thought that they were justified in doing what they did. They thought they were protecting America by doing this.
Yeah. I heard some other right-wing lunatic, maybe it wasn't a lunatic, but he was saying, you know, you got to remember the context of when this happened. I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't know if we do. I mean, do we really need to consider the context of people? These people are chained up hung from their arms from a ceiling in chains, put in a diaper. Tortured, not sleep deprived for fucking week.
You got to remember the context of slavery, though, too. Ryan.
Oh yeah,
back in the day.
I just felt like that's where John McCain went with the last bit of his speech, and I felt like, okay, yeah, he's a Republican, and I guess he has to say this, but I'm like, why? This is black and white. What that none of that should have happened, and that's what our leaders should be saying, not like, oh, I get why they did it. I don't know. I found his speech a little disgusting in that respect. But
the one guy was kept in kind of a box for like 300 hours, basically like a tiny a tiny little closet of a box. That's what 12, 13 days, something like that.
Yeah. So like, how am I supposed to? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the guy was just trying to get information from him.
One guy was threatening to rape the detainee's mother. We're gonna find your mother. We're gonna rape her. And also Darth fucking Cheney, that evil motherfucker, has now been proven to be lying about when he said it helped get bin Laden, that the some of the techniques finally led to Obama getting bin Laden, and this it shows it did not, that it didn't help at all.
That's one thing McCain did say in his speech, which is nice. He sort of he talked about that. He's like, what do they call it? Practical, actionable intelligence, as opposed to intelligence you get from poking somebody with a stick.
Right.
He said, you know, anything you get from torturing somebody isn't going to be reliable, and we didn't learn anything from it.
Did you hear about the rectal hydration?
Yeah, yeah. Richard Engel talked about that a little bit. I don't know. I've never heard of that. Which is weird. I mean, we live in Los Angeles. I imagine you could go on Craigslist and find someone who would do that to you for free.
At least 5 CIA detainees were subject to rectal rehydration or rectal feeding without documented medical necessity. The CIA placed detainees in ice water baths. The CIA led several detainees to believe they would never be allowed to leave CIA custody alive, suggesting to one detainee he would leave in a coffin-shaped box. One interrogator told another detainee he would never go to court because we can never let the world know what I have done to you.
Wow. Hey, give it up for the U.S. and our moral high ground, everybody.
Yeah. CIA officers threatened at least three detainees with harm to their families, including threats to harm the children of a detainee, threats to sexually abuse the mother of a detainee, and threat to cut a detainee's mother's throat.
Oh, how nice. I also heard somebody say that a CIA guy threatened to, after he killed one of these guys, to cremate them, which I guess is bad in the Muslim religion or something. I mean, I don't know. But hey, that's nice. At least he's offering to cremate him after he's dead already. I mean, that seems like an improvement from what they were doing.
It says CIA medical officers discussed rectal rehydration as a means of behavior control. As one officer wrote, while IV infusion is safe and effective, we were impressed with the ancillary effectiveness of rectal infusion on ending the water refusal in a similar case. So, you know, when these detainees are trying to refuse food and water, instead of strapping them down and giving them an IV, they found that they can just shove water up their asses.
Oh, my God. We're just horrendous. What a horror scene. Oh, my God. Well, listen, that's domestic. That's foreign policy, okay? We did bad on that, but everything inside the borders are just okay.
Defending this.
They're stupid.
Defending this. That this moron, that Andrea Tantaros, that ninny, that batshit taint on a hyena over at Fox.
What did she say?
She was. I want to get the clip of this. I'll get the clip and play it on tomorrow's show. Tweet us during the show, by the way, at Crab Diving if you want. Give us a call, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. You can, maybe that'll work. But anyway, Fox, this ninny said, Dianne Feinstein just wants to get this off her desk. And she said that the Democrats are, trying to use the torture report for political reasons. They're trying to make George Bush and Dick Cheney, the warm, fuzzy, loving, cuddly brothers that they are,
it
might make them look bad.
Well, Dick Cheney, he said that he thought the torture report was a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, hooey.
That's his quote.
Is he
Colonel Potter from MASH?
Well, didn't he tell that one guy to go fuck himself or something on camera? He can swear.
What would bother Dick Cheney about that report, actually? To me, he would read that report and be like, oh, yeah, we did that. I thought
he
a
says
lot of
that.
Those.
He has no, absolutely zero regrets. That's his quote. I have no regrets. I would do it again. If I had to do it again, I would. And that's why he's an evil fuck.
Right. And also, didn't they say that they were trying to keep this from Colin Powell?
I heard somebody
in the report, there's language in there saying we can't tell Colin Powell about this, he'll lose his mind.
Well, that's good. That's a plus in his column a little bit. So this Tantaros idiot then started saying, the United States of America is awesome.
Define awesome.
We are awesome, but we've had this discussion. We've closed the book on it. So she's like, well, we might have waterboarded somebody or two, but, we should just move on from this.
Dude, fuck this waterboarding. I mean, there's a lot more. There's worse things in that report. I mean, you tell somebody that's been rectally rehydrated. Oh, we closed the book on this. We've resolved this.
And is still getting rectally rehydrated in Guantanamo. There's still prisoners down there who are being force fed and forced to drink. She said, the reason they want this discussion is not to show how awesome we are. It's to show us how we're not awesome. They apologized for something. They don't like this country. They want us to look bad, and all this does is have our enemies laughing at us. What a horrifically moronic, myopic, cunty thing to say.
I don't think our enemies are laughing. I think our enemies are like, okay, let's go kill them. Let's kill them all. Seriously.
But she's saying that this is the, you're not allowed to question the overlords. This is the most un-American view I can think of, where you're like, you're not allowed to question things. You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to challenge things. This is, the United States is awesome. We're awesome.
But wait, Ryan. She's a journalist. She's a journalist. She's an awesome journalist. But she doesn't want to challenge things.
And we've moved on. They're just trying to show that we're not awesome.
Hey, guys, been there, done that.
And they don't like this country because they want to say, hey, look, this is the kind of shit that went down. We can't let this shit happen again. What are we going to do to prevent this fucking shit from happening again? That's the discussion we need to be having, not, well, we should have done it because, you know, a couple of guys with towels on their head flew into some buildings.
What's your favorite thing about America? How we take brown people, chain them to the ceiling, and like, do bad shit to them?
Yeah.
Put them in a box for 300 days, deprive them from sleep for a week? I've never experienced that. Could you imagine? All that one time, dude, you did have that really horrible bout of insomnia. I mean, I looked at one. Remember that?
In Venice.
Oh, my God. Towards the end of that, I looked at you and I was like, oh, shit. I almost thought about it. I was like, what if I just hit him with something and he went to sleep for a while? I tried to throw season 3 of 24 right at your head.
Yeah, and it deflected back at you.
Like you did to me that one time.
There we go.
Hit me right in the head with speaking of torture. Yeah, they did that all the time to Jack Bauer on 24, and
they flung the first season of his own series at him?
Yeah, yeah. No, it me. Yeah.
So big fuck you to Andrea Tantaros, who for some reason thinks that America is perfect and awesome, and we shouldn't ever question what we do. But okay, we might have, you know, tortured somebody, but America's awesome, don't you know? Wait, moron.
I know. I really think this needs to. I mean, I kind of think, yeah, we need to talk about everything that happened in this report, but I think they got to. Maybe this report will give people the momentum to stop this droning bullshit.
Well, that would be nice, but the right loves it, and Obama's all for it. Somehow, I don't know what happened to Obama that he drank that Kool-Aid.
Do you think he's all for it, or do you think
he's the commander in chief?
You think somebody's got pictures of him?
Well, yeah.
Night club and a ball gag. With
the
a
ultimate
rip.
Resort is that he's all for the result is that he's all for it. What the reasoning for him being all for it? Who the fuck knows?
Why
it's like that TPP that he's egregiously trying to ram down the throats of the country that is NAFTA on steroids and just a shit-tastic fuckfest.
But he doesn't. It's weird, right? Because he's not. It's his last term. Why would he give a shit what anybody thinks except himself? Why can't he do whatever he wants?
Well, he doesn't want to damage the party too much, too, for 2016. The worst thing would be to.
The party's damaged.
Shit on to bring down the whole Democratic Party and. You know, fucking Ted Cruz becomes president. Well, oh, dear God.
I guess you're right.
That's when we need to really run for the hills.
But I mean, really, I mean, it's just feels like. Things are just bad. I mean, all the police stuff and, you know, and then you put this torture report on top of it. And the other thing is it kind of sucks. I'm not certain. And don't quote me on this. But I feel like John Lester is not going to go to the Chicago Cubs.
And you think he's going to choose? What? It's between.
Well, it was between the San Francisco Giants, the LA Dodgers, Cubs.
But I saw trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was Cubs and.
It was Red Sox.
Cubs and Giants.
Oh no! It's not going to be. It could be.
This said. The Sox are out. John Lester choosing between the Giants and Cubs.
No shit.
As of yesterday.
If the Cubs lose to the Giants, I mean, the Giants, they have an amazing front office. They never torture anybody, by the way.
Do they?
Except the Dodgers. I don't know.
Listen to the, I wonder if the Daily Upper Decker will be talking about that. A brand new one drops tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. Hey, listen to all the other stuff that we got going on here on the network. 24/7 entertainment for y'all.
I feel like the guys at the Daily Upper Decker don't give a shit about baseball. Don't you feel like all they care about is football and college football because that's what people gamble on?
Yeah, they're not. They don't talk about baseball that much, do they?
They love talking about football. Did you see?
I read a Daily Upper Decker story today. I saw a link in their Twitter.
Oh yeah,
and clicked over there. They're very funny.
Yeah, they got a whole thing going on. Did you see the story they did about the? This was last week, I believe. It was a guy on the Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody made some call against him, and he looks at the official and he looks away and he kind of does that air jack.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, that's the clip that's on the Daily Upper Decker. In fact, on their Vine, and it looks like somebody held a camera up to their big screen TV and took it as a Vine.
And by the way, the guy, the comedian and writer Tom, that hosts that show. He said whenever he sends me a summary for that show,
Tommy Gimler.
Yes.
Yeah, you broke up a little bit when you said his name.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. I always have to make it iTunes safe.
Oh, really? You edited a little bit?
Well, yeah. I'm like, well, I can't say fuck four times on iTunes.
Yeah, if you go to the Daily Upper Decker, yeah, listen to their to the podcast. You can go to crabdiving.com. It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher also. But the headlines right now, the different stories as you scroll down. The first one says, Jeff Fisher's big fuck you to RG3 and the Redskins. And the next story, Mark Jackson taught valuable lesson about messing with Jews. The next story, Alabama Auburn rivalry settled the old-fashioned way, stupidly. And then there's a Rakesh, the intern, wrote a story that says, these are winning American football get bets that will get you penis sucking from the wife this weekend, bro.
I saw that.
So check those guys out. Check out the show and everything else. Don't forget also the Can of Linguists, our 420 herbal refreshment Can of Wonderful show.
Yeah, all the science behind medical marijuana.
And stories, news stories, and anecdotes, etc. That's 4 p.m. Right now it's every day. New ones drop 4 p.m. on Saturdays. And then what is tonight? Tonight's Tuesday. We do have a brand new show tonight.
Oh, shit. The Hollywood Hick.
The Hollywood Hick, Brent Paris, will be coming at y'all from his Florida room in spitting distance of the Hollywood and Vine. The most famous intersection in the world.
What do you think he's pissed off about today?
I don't know. He's probably pissed that he's going to get stuck in traffic getting called into work.
I saw that torture report, and Dick Cheney, we are broke the fuck.
Yeah, I think Brent probably broke the fuck up with Dick Cheney a while ago.
Oh, I know. Do you think the guy that Dick Cheney shot in the face broke the fuck up with him?
No!
He apologized.
It's a buddy.
Yeah, he was like, I apologize to Dick. I didn't mean for my face to get in the barrel of his shotgun.
Yeah, there was a great quail that I put my face in front of. Wasn't that where they quail hunting? Wasn't that what it was? Quail.
Typical white guy bullshit. Yeah. Quail hunting. Got a Kentucky Fried Chicken, you fucking asshole.
Let's pretend.
Dick Cheney, by the way, was like, oh, waterboarding. Put somebody in a box. Big deal. I shot a guy in the face, and we're still friends.
We pretend the quail are black people.
Who knows? I mean, maybe
they have real black people. You don't know what goes on in these secret white people hunting reserves.
I hate people like that because it's like, you know, you ask him, would you do, what would you do over again in your political career if you could do anything over again? He'll say nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there are other people who have more, are more retrospective, that can say, well, yeah, you know, I would, I might do this differently, I might do that differently. Him and George Bush and oh, who's that other turd? Rumsfeld. And Condi Rice out there just tripling, quadrupling down on every fucking horrible decision they fucked us with for 8 years.
What do you think Jimmy Carter would say looking at that torture report?
Oh, he's horrified. Horrified. And rightfully so. And the rest of the world should be horrified. We should be horrified.
Ugh,
we are horrified. Crazy. The normal ones among us, the human ones among us, are horrified.
Yeah. I don't know. Today, for the meme I put up for the show, I don't know if you saw it, I put it on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/crabdiving. I put a meme up, and it's just a bunch of pitchforks.
I did see that. Yeah. It's pitchforks and torches time. There are, I just saw a, yeah, Saxy Chambliss.
That's the guy. I couldn't say his name correctly because it's insane. Saxby Chambliss?
Saxby Chambliss. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like that guy on Fat Albert. Saxby Chambliss. Like, he didn't know how to say it.
Have you ever seen? I saw him talking today, and he's got this pink little peanut looking face. White hair on the top. He's just an old, evil, shriveled up dude. He's just a shithead.
He's doing the same thing.
It's
a chapter we had closed. I regret reopening the chapter, he says. So it's another thing. He's like, well, why do we have to talk about this again? But there's a lot of new information coming out that we need to know about.
Yeah. I love how the people that do something wrong, when they feel like they've resolved it, then everybody should be fine with it. Hey, we've turned the page. Maybe the guy that was tortured, you know, every day and wasn't fed, was rectally rehydrated. I don't even begin to understand the horrors behind that shit. Maybe the book isn't closed for him on that. Maybe he hasn't necessarily turned a corner. God.
Some ninny, former Bush administration official Nicole Wallace, got two rounds Tuesday morning to try to shove the report back in the box, at one point telling Senator Angus King that he was endangering lives just by talking about it on the air.
Hey, I mean, I don't even know why some of these right-wing nut jobs give a shit if this comes out or not. Does George Bush actually think there's a scintilla of a chance that that history will show him to be one of our best presidents?
God, I think, yeah. I think that delusion is still there. I think the delusion is still there.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't think Cheney cares. I think Cheney made his paper. They, you know, he got his war, and the company, coincidentally, I'm sure only, the company that he used to head got billions and billions of no-bid contracts for that war. They didn't bid against anybody else. They were given the contract.
What do you think Dick Cheney? Yeah. What do you think Dick Cheney does in his free time? I just picture him somewhere in a little wood shop with a bunch of rabbits, just murdering them with hammers all day. What makes him happy?
Tearing the wings off flies. I don't know. I don't know. He's been trying to do damage control already. You know, running around saying, it's a bunch of hooey. Bunch of hooey. Yeah. George Bush was saying that, you know, everybody involved, these are all patriots. So these guys that were torturing people, these are patriots, Ryan. These are patriots. This is what America is about. This is the poster that Dick Cheney and George Bush want to put up for America, for the rest of the world.
The person that sleep deprived the prisoner for 7 days, didn't let him close his eyes. Hey, he's a patriot.
Yep.
again, I don't think the people that this was done to give two shits about their patriotism.
And it shows that that a fifth of them were the wrong people.
Yeah. Like,
we're completely innocent.
I mean, the other thing that's odd about this, the way the report is even being talked about in the press, they're talking about it like what the effect this will have on George Bush and Cheney and that administration and everything. And I don't really, I feel like I'm not seeing a lot of people sort of talk about what this has done to the people who were tortured. You know, I feel like we're missing that. I mean, we're missing it.
Aren't we? Don't we still have a bunch of them holed up in Guantanamo?
Yeah, the point is,
because the Republicans won't let Obama close it. And, you know, some of the progressives that are angry with Obama that he didn't get that done, he's tried. I read up about that. They've tried. But he can't just wave his big black schlong of executive order and close it. That's the kind of thing that needs congressional approval, and try to get those ninnies to do anything.
Boy, I tell you, if it was our Pfeiffer, I'd be like, hey, what kind of hardware we got near there to close it? Let's just send it. Fucking close. I'll have that place closed in 2 hours. There'll be a whole new report.
I need to read up on that too. I don't know exactly how does it work out that we have a base on Cuba. I mean, aren't we in Cuba, not friends?
Is that in Cuba?
No, I don't know. Where is Guantanamo? Isn't it Guantanamo Bay, Cuba?
I think Guantanamo Bay is a country.
Uh-oh.
Isn't it? Oh shit!
Here we go.
Them stupid lambs don't know shit about geography.
Ignorant.
Hey, by the way,
it's in Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
Guantanamo Bay Detention Camp, also referred to as Gitmo, is a United States military prison located within Guantanamo Bay Navy Base, which fronts on Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. What?
It's near Kokomo. That's a place where you want to go to get away from it all.
It is.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. See, when you were trying to figure out where Guantanamo Bay was, I honestly said to myself, God, did the Beach Boys mention that in that horrible song from Cocktail?
It's the United States leased it for use as a coaling and naval station in the Cuban-American Treaty of 1903. And they paid $2,000 a year.
Oh, that's not bad.
Until 1934. And in 1938, they raised it to $4,085. And that's still what they pay.
A year? $4,000 a year?
$4,085 a year for 45 square miles of Guantanamo Bay.
Whoa, that's bigger than the current crab diving studios. Quick, somebody with a calculator figure out how much that is a month.
It's the oldest overseas U.S. naval base and the only U.S. military installation in a country with whom the United States has no diplomatic relations. Since 1959, the Cuban government has consistently protested against the U.S. presence on Cuban soil and called it illegal under modern international law, since the military base was imposed on Cuba by force.
Oh, fuck off. We're big, white, powerful people. Eat a dick.
At the United Nations Human Rights Council in 2013, Cuba's foreign minister demanded the U.S. return the base and the usurped territory occupied since the U.S. invasion of Cuba at the turn of the 20th century. So,
hey, fuck off, Cuba. Our vice president goes hunting one weekend, shoots somebody in the face, and is all indignant when somebody wants to ask him about it.
Right.
We don't give a shit. Oh, you gotta... There's a law there that says we can't do this. Ooh, hold on one second. Oh yeah, fuck you.
He said, well, you know, Cheney's saying, look, the administration said this was good. We ran it by, he basically said, we ran it by somebody. And they said it was okay to do this stuff.
What do we say to a brown person when we're stuffing him in a torture box? Like, listen, before I rectally rehydrate you, just know, we ran it by somebody!
But But they were running it by themselves, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of how that works?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me take that out under advisement. Oh, it's fine.
Yeah. We ran it by ourselves. We've decided it's fine.
Yeah, but you don't remember the world, what things were like back then. You're not thinking of the context.
Oh, that's right. It was easier to fool the people then because they were scared of all the Muslims.
Well, you know what it was? You think the whole reaction from the Bush administration to how they handled 9/11 was sort of like, I mean, they have to know on some level that they fucked up by not paying attention to Osama bin Laden and not, you know, whatever, reading the intelligence reports properly. I mean, do you think Guantanamo is sort of a reaction to that? Like, we hate ourselves so much for how badly we fucked up, and now we're just going to take it out on you on a whole, you know.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think it's that the people on the left want to close Guantanamo and try these people, give them a trial, throw them in jail. And if not, let them go. And the people on the right, I don't think they realize we fucked up in the tiniest, slightest little bit. I think they let them rot. They're evil. They hate America.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any rights because they're not American or Christian.
But wait, aren't they human beings?
No.
Well, wait,
you know that's the thing they're the best at is dehumanizing everybody but white Christians.
Right. Unfortunately, it's too bad that they weren't in a fetus. They weren't a fetus. You know what I mean? Then they would have protected that life. That's the only time life is really precious.
God, I wonder.
Assholes.
I wonder.
You have to be prenatal. Or natal. What does that mean? You have to be growing inside someone for them to give a shit about you is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, prenatal.
Prenatal. I'm not Dr. Huxtable.
The Huxtable-y.
Oh, God. By the way, Bill Cosby is all for this report coming out. He loves it.
Oh, yeah. Especially since you saw the Playboy thing, right?
What? Yeah. What's going on with that? He, like 14?
Yeah, I saw 12, but it may have gone up from there.
Oh, shit.
That there was like a dozen bunnies that claimed that he drugged and raped them too at various points.
Isn't there any way to arrest this monster? This horrible Bill Cosby.
Hef is indignant. He says he's sticking by Cosby. That never happened. He wouldn't have allowed those kind of shenanigans to happen in the Playboy Mansion. Didn't Cosby see the no propofol allowed signs in the grotto?
I mean, didn't they have a zoo? Wasn't there basically a zoo Mansion and a grotto with half-naked, you know, drugged-out people running around? He doesn't know what he's allowing and not allowing there. I mean, and he's like 97 years old. He doesn't know what's happening.
Even 30 years ago, he was 97 years old.
Whenever you bring up his name, I'm like, oh, he's dead. Is he alive?
Yeah, sure.
He's not dead.
Hugh Hefner's still alive. Still alive.
Pat Robertson, just doing a little check.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
would
absolutely.
You have led? Maybe you would have led off with that.
The death of Pat Robertson? Oh, of course. That's a major blow to our creative department here at Crab Diving.
That we might have to quit.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Or at least shorten the shows.
I don't know what you want from me. What do you think? How do you think he feels about these reports?
Oh, funny you should ask.
Stop it! He didn't say something.
Pat Robertson. Wait a second. I know I saw this. Here it is.
Well,
televangelist Pat Robertson defended the use of torture on the 700 Club. And said that people shouldn't be troubled by the impending release of the report since such rather tough practices were necessary to stop terrorist attacks.
He doesn't know shit. Hey, man, I've had a chance to really... Have you ever really watched an episode of the 700 Club just to see, like...
Absolutely not. Have you lost your mind?
No, no, no. It's fascinating because, I mean, it's...
What does it entail? I mean, is there a magic act? No. I mean, the whole thing's a magic act. But, I mean, is it a variety show? Is it a news show?
Yeah, it's very strange. If you mute it and just look at it, you're like, this looks like MSNBC or Fox. It looks like normal news. But it's like...
Are there any black people? Come on, they have to have a black correspondent or two on the 700 Club.
I don't think they do. No, they're all pretty fucking white. But he does a lot of the heavy lifting during that show, meaning he runs the whole thing. I assume, like...
You thought they went to Pat every once in a while in the corner, like Jabba the Hutt?
I thought Pat would maybe have a segment, you know, but he runs the whole thing.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was watching it, and he all but does the fucking weather and the traffic report. I mean, you got to watch it because it's weird. I mean, it's so strange because the guy's so fucking rich. It's his television network. I mean, and network in air quotes, but shit, I mean.
Is it like an hour?
Yeah, it's a big long. No, yeah, it's a big long show. He throws it to different people. He's like, oh, okay, Sarah, why don't you know?
I mean, Sarah. I know they have produced segments. I looked at a clip. I watched a clip to see if I wanted to download it or not for the show, and it was they're giving out because you know there's a war on Christmas.
Oh,
and yeah. The 700 Club is giving out these window stickers that you put in your front window. It says Merry Christmas on it. And basically that's a big old fuck you to all the atheists and all the evil Satanists that are trying to take Christ out of Christmas.
No, oh, hey, we're sorry about that. I'm so sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to break into your house in the middle of the night and take your Christ out of Christmas.
You can get them free if you're already a CBN member, or if you're not, you can still get they'll send them free of charge. Just send them your address and your email and your phone number so that you're now forever on their mailing list. But they're happy to send you a shitty little sticker that says Merry Christmas.
You know, I listened to Pat Robertson on the 700 Club. He was talking about, I'm trying to remember maybe it was Eric Garner.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how Eric Garner was overweight and, you know, he wasn't in good shape. And so, you know, we shouldn't forget that. Like, that could have led to his death as well. Right. Not just the strangulation that was happening on camera.
The Peter King argument, the representative from New York, he said the same thing. Well, if he, you know, hadn't been so obese and had diabetes.
But the crazy thing about that is that Pat Robertson said that. And he's like, you know, you really got to watch your cholesterol and stuff.
Well, Pat's a vegan.
Is he really?
No, I don't know. I'm sure not.
He's a vegan.
I'm sure in the Bible it says somewhere, go thee and eat thee the flesh of thine animals or something. There's no vegetarians that are Christians.
He's vegan except for the babies he eats at night while no one's watching.
To stay alive.
Oh, my God.
He said that... you may be shocked at some of that, but the truth is we didn't have another incident after 9/11. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he was caught. He was the mastermind. And they were rather tough with him, but they learned valuable information. So I know it seems brutal, but that's the way it was. That's the way it was. So it's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I love how when right-wing nut jobs sum something up, it sounds like a book report that an 8-year-old wrote.
By the way, John McCain was the one who said that the use of enhanced interrogation techniques, which we all know means torture, just like thug means the N-word.
Right.
McCain blew apart that fake theory that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed gave the right information. They said, in fact, he gave false and misleading information when he was tortured.
Yeah.
And the best, according to John McCain, the best intelligence that they got from any of these detainees was obtained through standard, non-coercive means. In other words, they just talked to him a lot.
Yeah, listen, I that makes a lot of sense what John McCain says, but it's kind of hard to listen to him have an opinion about intelligence when he, in fact, wanted Sarah Palin to be a heartbeat away from.
Oh, jeez.
See, I mean, anything John McCain says, as soon as you remember
right,
that he picked Sarah Palin to be his running mate, you're like, oh, wait, he's a lunatic.
It they all go back to Palin.
Yeah.
All roads lead back to Palin.
You just can't get over that. Oh my God. You know who it was? A really, damn it. Now I can't remember her name. Who is the chick? I'm not going to say this in an intelligent way. Who is the chick who worked for the CIA?
Chick.
That, I don't know. There was some sort of snafu in her,
Valerie Plame.
Right. How do you say her last name?
Plame. She's the one that Bush and Cheney, in retaliation, like political retaliation against her husband, wasn't it? They released her name and outed her as a CIA agent. Is that the one?
Yeah. Yeah, she was talking about this today. She had some really interesting things to say. She was like, this whole idea that these CIA agents were just following orders. She's like, are we still there? I mean, isn't that what people said at the Nuremberg trial?
Right.
I'm just following fucking orders.
Right. Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah,
that argument didn't work then.
Wherever she was being interviewed, they kept saying enhanced interrogation, whatever. And she was like, by the way, I don't say that because that doesn't exist. It's torture. She's like, it's actually defined by law as torture. She's like, enhanced interrogation doesn't exist.
Right. That's just what they say. So they don't have to say torture and sound like they're not nice people. And that Jesus doesn't want them to be torturing. Yeah. How can anyone pretending to be a Christian, like Pat fucking Robertson or any of these assholes, George Bush, born again Christian, how can they pretend to that they're still Christians and be okay with this, that these ends justify the means?
Well, I mean, I don't know. See, but, you know, George Bush is sitting around painting his toes, and I don't know, is he that deep of a thinker? I mean, I don't see how he would have a problem squaring his religion with this behavior. He just, either he compartmentalizes it, or it doesn't cross his mind that, I don't know.
It's the ultimate hypocrisy. If we're doing it, it's okay.
Yeah, but it's a vacant hypocrisy. It's not like he knows he's being hypocritical, or maybe he does. I don't know.
Pat Robertson, or we're talking about?
We were talking about George Bush.
Oh, okay.
I was talking
about George Bush.
So
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean? I don't know. Do you think Bush knew about this? Do you think he knew what was going on?
The torture? Oh, yeah. Oh, he's okay with it.
So did they set a date for him to go to The Hague yet, or no? Or is that sort of in the fucking works?
I've already seen articles where they're like, well, they should just, Obama should just pardon, just give a blanket pardon to all those involved.
Boy, I tell you what, if I was Obama, I would get out the bullhorn and stand on the balcony of the White House and be like, fuck you. Fuck your pardon, honestly. Yeah. I mean, shouldn't they be nicer to Barack Obama if these people want a pardon for this, for the torturing?
I don't know how it still baffles me how any of them. I'm sure tomorrow, I can't wait for tomorrow, we'll have clips. You know, I can't wait to see what O'Reilly says and fucking that lunkhead Hannity.
His head is so enormous, by the way. I mean, it's really odd. It looks like a cinder block with hair.
Did you hear what he said about the Eric Garner thing? I didn't see this clip. He said, I saw it finally on the Daily Show. I saw a Daily Show clip. Hannity said, he was interviewing someone and said, first of all, that wasn't a chokehold. I know from my martial arts training.
Oh, God.
But that's not what's called a chokehold. That's called a side compress or something. Bullshit. Just utter bullshit. He's talking about his martial arts training.
God, Sean Hannity's amazing. He just He just made me hate him more.
I know. Just what do you think?
I didn't think it was possible.
It wasn't possible.
One of these fucking, oh God, these martial arts people are so condescending. They really are. It's not a chokehold. God, there's a couple of, I was listening to these two comedians talk. They both study karate or some shit. And they were talking about, like, somebody, I don't know, one of them got hurt. And the other one was admonishing the other one for not breaking the fall. You didn't break fall. And they did the little hand gesture that you do when you're supposed to fall correctly like a ninja. Like, that's the big thing you learn is break fall. When you fall, you're supposed to break fall.
Right.
What the fuck that means.
Well, you break your fall so you don't, so you don't hurt yourself.
God, I just want to be like, why are you an adult studying martial arts? I mean, no offense. Why don't you just take yoga or something? Why does it have to be about beating someone up, you asshole? You live in Florida. You know what I mean?
You never took martial arts, did you?
Yeah, when I was a kid, my parents made me go. They didn't want me to grow up to be a big wimp. I'm just kidding. No, I went. I liked it. I liked it. I had a good time. But I was also a kid. I was 8 years old, and I got a cool little outfit. I don't know. I played like Karate Guy. I was Karate Guy.
I was Karate Guy.
But, yeah, as a, you know, an adult, it never occurred to me that I need to take martial arts because, I don't know, I'm not walking around in the streets of Syria.
Well, but it's good exercise, too. And
jog. Jog down the street.
And it's good for your concentration and shit, right?
Who cares about that? What am I going to concentrate on? So
smoke
important.
Weed, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a regular brain engineer over here. Brain scientist, brain engineer.
I'm one of your brain engineers.
I'm your brain engineer. I got to concentrate, stupid.
What else? So that, yeah, the headline anyway on the HuffPo is obviously the Commie Pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Jesus Christ,
is obviously all about this stuff. What?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking about Sean Hannity reminiscing and reveling in his old days gone by as a martial artist. What an asshole.
Yeah. My martial arts training.
Oh, the good old days when I used to. Well, let's find out. Can we find out? Is there a way you think the information's on the internet on what Sean Hannity is? Is he a brown belt in kung fu? Did he study karate? Now I'm curious. That fucking asshole. Now I want to know.
Sean Hannity martial arts.
I'm so sorry. I'm making you look that up. Hey, who cares? God, I'm an asshole.
God, the second I see something that says Sean Hannity bringing shame to the martial arts.
Oh, shit.
Sean Hannity is now practicing martial arts.
Oh, by the way, if my parents are listening, could you bring the cord to the laptop to the to the studio back here? The computer's running out of juice.
Here's how Sean Hannity works out. He lost 27 pounds, if you care.
Who gives a fuck? only if he lost the weight by blowing his head off.
He, for the past 18 months, he's been shedding weight by cutting carbs and doing street martial art workouts with a trainer several times a week.
What a total dickhead.
He said,
what a loser.
The reason he's doing it, he said, in the fall of 2012, while playing golf, a friend took a picture of me. It was hideous. I looked 4 months pregnant. I had man boobs. The workout.
Well, good for him for getting in shape.
It's a mix of kickboxing, Japanese jiu-jitsu, submission, of course.
Ooh,
it is.
That, he loves that part.
Yeah.
Ooh,
grappling. Let's follow it by some grappling.
I've got my grappling thong on.
Here's
grappling. Who the fuck does that? Does he do that with Glenn Beck? Him and Glenn Beck grappling?
Yeah. Kickboxing, Japanese jiu-jitsu, submission, grappling. Filipino martial arts, blade, and firearms training. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Firearms training.
Ooh, he's a regular Jack Bauer. Wow, I didn't realize how dreamy Sean fucking Hannity was.
And there's a video you can watch too.
Oh, come on. There is not a video.
Via Fox News. There's a video and there's a screen grab of Hannity.
Is it submission? Is working. He in submission?
He's not submitting at that moment.
I don't care then. I want to see a submission.
He's
video.
Delivering a strong elbow to his trainer's gloved hand. And he looks he's wearing a Raiders t-shirt with a baseball cap on backwards.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say thanks to my mother. She just brought me to court. I will continue to be on the air
through the magic of passing the message through the radio. Sean Hannity. So that was the headline over there, but the headline, since we can't find it on the Drudge Report, since you got to look around to find the headline. It is there eventually. It says Senate report condemns CIA interrogation program. But then the second headline under that says Bush kept in the dark. So they're alleging that George Bush didn't know what was going on. Which frankly doesn't surprise me all that much. That with Darth Cheney running the show over there. There's a story in Bloomberg that says President George W. Bush was never briefed by the CIA on the details of the harsh interrogation techniques. It says that when he did find out, he was, quote, uncomfortable. I'm a little uncomfortable with some of the practices. There is a 500-page, we lost Ryan here for a second, so we're waiting for him to reconnect. That's why you don't hear him a-talking, and you just hear me a-yapping still. There has been a 500-page declassified executive summary of this report. The report itself on the CIA rendition, detention, and interrogation practices after September 11th, says that it's a 6,700-page investigation is what they finally ended up. So a little bit of light reading for y'all. I hear it gets really, really fun at around page 5213. They say that despite the agency efforts to keep the Bush administration informed about the program, the top White House officials repeatedly resisted having CIA brief cabinet-level figures about the details. They're like, we don't want to know about it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know about it. Sticking their fucking heads in the sand. I don't know if they wanted to protect, protect those at the top. You don't know what's going on. And, was it plausible deniability, that bullshit you always hear about on 24 especially? So we're going to put links up on Facebook to these reports that are out there. And I think there's even a link out there where if you want to go and read the whole 500-page summary, you might even be able to read the whole 6,700-page summary out or the whole 6,700-page investigation out there. That might be possible, too. We'll put links out on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget to tweet us during the show. And you can also give us a call if the Skype is working at 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. But first, we're going to take a little bit of a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're here a little past the halfway point. We're here till 4 p.m. Pacific till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, streaming at you live every day. If it ain't between those times, you're listening to us as a podcast, as a rerun, and we appreciate that for y'all. We're going to throw it to some music. I think Ryan might be back now. Hey. Are you back?
Oh, hey, I'm calling on the phone. Oh. The computer died before.
Oh, the computer died. I'm going to take us to a break anyway, and we'll fix things up here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Listen to a little Abnormal Cattle. From our morning guy, Rick Wood. Listen to him 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every weekday here live, and then 9 p.m. rerunning at night. So we're going to do that, and then we'll do some other song. But we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away. Do whatever you need to. More crab diving after the break. be back. Oh, we're back. Yes, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, here on a Crab Nation on a Tuesday. A little bit of the gremlins hitting us in the stones with from Pensacola, Florida. A little breakdown of the communicative type system. But Ryan joining us via telephone now over over the internets. As
that's my fault.
Like I said, as he's battling, did you feed the gremlin after midnight?
No, I just fucked up. I let the battery run out on the laptop that I was running Skype because I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah, whatever. At least I didn't torture anybody.
Right.
Shoot anybody, God.
You didn't waterboard your laptop? You didn't keep it awake for 7 days straight?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did, actually. I put it in a box. I recently rehydrated my laptop. That's why it's not working. I'm just sitting there like an asshole.
Well, to see, as you might not have heard, you got cut off. But there's a report in Bloomberg that's saying that a lot of this report claims that Bush didn't know that much of what was going on. And that there were top White House officials that were deflecting CIA briefings on it. They didn't want them. They didn't want them finding out what was going on. They say that the CIA officials were not permitted to brief Bush directly until mid-2006, more than 4 years after the president signed a broad executive order. Tyranny! Where he authorized the program. They say when Bush finally heard the details of the harsh interrogation, he was uncomfortable with some of that.
No. Wow. He was uncomfortable hearing it?
He was uncomfortable that was going on with some of the techniques. God. I'm a little uncomfortable with some of that.
I'm uncomfortable about you having the shit beat out of you. I imagine you're uncomfortable about it. Oh, wait, you're not uncomfortable. You're screaming in pain.
And you know Darth Chaney was whispering, George, you know, but they're evil. They're trying to destroy America. Right, they're coming for Jesus. Right.
Yeah. What an asshole.
So,
that is so horrible.
If you head over to the Drudge Report, though, you got to go looking for the enhanced interrogation headlines.
Bunch of assholes.
But the headline there is there's a picture of President Obama, the Commander-in-Chief, Barack Hussein Obama. And the headline on Drudge says, "Oh, taunts. Next president won't reverse amnesty order." So a massive report saying that the United States of America engaged in horrific torture-type shenanigans and massive human rights violations and war crimes. And the worst thing, that the thing that Drudge thinks is more terrifying, is the fact that President Obama has the audacity to taunt the right and say that the next president isn't going to rescind his evil executive order for all those brown people.
Good heavens. What is it about people that aren't white that freaks us out so much?
They're not white.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Meanwhile, in the Huffington Post, the headline is CIA torture horror show. So,
right.
The Huffington Post recognizes the horrific bullshit that we engaged in the name of freedom.
It goes to show you that I think what the right's most concerned about is Mexicans coming across the border, I guess. Is that their favorite thing?
It's closer to home because, fortunately, there hasn't been a lot of Islamic terrorism here in America since, you know, that whole 9/11 thing. Maybe a couple of guys, a couple of guys go nuts and start shooting some shit up or stabbing people or something, but no, nothing really big. But they can, you know, go down to a restaurant and spot a Mexican guy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So it's closer to home. They can point to somebody scary.
There's one of them right there.
<You're> right.
Working at a job.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
It's so terrifying. There's all these Mexican people in our neighborhood, dude, that they're so scary. They got a 3 jobs a day.
Oh, yeah.
They work 3 shifts. It's so terrifying.
And meanwhile, their wife is cooking for everyone and cooking to go out on the street and sell some food to try to make some extra money.
Oh, my God, that's so scary. What a horrible... Well, what do you mean? They just want to work as much as they possibly can?
They're takers, Ryan. They're leeches on society. How dare you?
All right. They're takers. The guy getting paid $2 an hour to detail your shitty car. What a taker.
Right. They're so horrible. So those are the big stories that are going on. We talked about Cosby and Hef. That Hef is defending Cosby, even though 12 bunnies or so. Might be
is that the best Cosby can do? Is Hugh Hefner defending him? I mean, Jesus Christ. Wow. What an upstanding guy, Hugh Hefner.
If you go to our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. You'll see a whole bunch of fun stuff there. All kinds of stories that we do get to, stories that we don't get to. One of the stories we talked about yesterday was this guy, Scott Lively. He's this pastor, Christo fascist asshole who I think I said yesterday could be the most insidious and evil of these horrific Christians running around trying to...
Oh, that story
yeah,
is insane.
Trying to... this is the guy who has gone internationally. He's gone and visited Uncle Nipples, Vladimir Putin, and puts together these councils about how to deal with homosexuality. And he did a great job down in Uganda, where they are so terrified of the gay, they opened their arms to him, and he helped them write their legislation, which the first round of it, which got, I think, repealed or rescinded, but still is up for debate. But the first round of it that basically passed until the Supreme Court got a hold of it in Uganda said, you know, basically kill the gays. Kill them.
Wow. What a great guy. What a great use of your writing skills, jerk off.
So Scott Lively has, he's been all over the place in the recent past. I haven't really played any of his clips because it, you know, I just, there's so many of them to choose from. Here's one where he talks about homosexuality as, he calls it an infection that is killing our nation. So this is Scott Lively, the guy who is now, the courts have decided to ignore his appeals, and he's going to be tried. He's being sued for crimes against humanity because of his genocidal ways. Let's go kill some homos. So here's the man himself. I'm not sure what this first clip is. It might be him like on some other Christian ninny radio show or something. But here's a little bit of Mr. Scott Lott.
The infrastructure of Judeo-Christian civilization in America has all but disappeared. And we are in the end game. The radical left, the cultural Marxists are mopping up at this point. And that I did a video or a documentary with the Russians not that long ago. They did it in 8 countries, but I was the person who spoke from the American perspective. And I talked on there, the 5 stages of what happens with the homosexual movement.
So he admits there that he was told, I was talking with the Russians. I was talking with the Russians. And now he's going to share with us the 5 stages of the homosexuals and how they and how they infiltrate.
Cool.
More of Scott Lively, the five ways.
Happens with the homosexual movement wherever they go. Tolerance, then acceptance, then celebration, and then forced participation in gay culture, and then the final stage is punishment of all dissenters.
So tolerance, I don't even remember what these were, but it gets to celebration, celebrating the gay, but then it gets to forced. Like, it's forced participation.
After the celebration, that comes after the celebration, right?
That, yeah, well, everything's fine. You accept, or first you tolerate, then you accept, then you celebrate, right? And yes. Then is when things go evil. That's when those evil Christians or those evil homosexuals.
Then celebration, and then forced participation in gay culture, and then the final stage is punishment of all dissenters.
Forced participation. So they're going to make you fuck each other in the asshole and do some clam clapping.
Yeah, anal rehydration, whatever, hydration.
And then all dissent is wiped out. You think it would be the other way around. You think they would wipe out the dissent first and then start fucking you in the ass. But I guess they go right for the butt fucking first.
Oh, yeah, of course, dude.
Well, they're gay.
Please, yeah. You're not familiar with the five stages. Or wait, what are they, five?
Yes. Five stages of the homosexual infection and how it gets nations. Here's a little more.
And we started out in the 1950s with tolerance, and I'm perfectly willing to extend tolerance to people who make wrong choices. You know, people have the right to make wrong choices. As long as the mainstream culture is not being transformed, then we can accept a certain amount of that.
So he's okay with tolerance because some people fuck up, and I guess we just have to deal with that.
Right.
And in the 50s is when they started tolerating. Is that really when that happened? They started tolerating the gay in the 50s?
Yeah. I don't even think Archie Bunker could have stomached this guy.
This guy's amazing. Here's how it happened in America some more. So the 50s, we were tolerating, and then we start.
Society has an immune system also, and we can allow a certain amount of this
infection.
Without collapsing. But then from tolerance to acceptance is a big, big, big jump. And that acceptance is a whole different ballgame. That's a place at the table. That's an equal voice. And then there's competition between the voice that wants a healthy mainstream culture and those that want a corrupt mainstream culture. Then celebration is where the tipping point has been reached.
Celebration. We're at the tipping point. He's not even down for acceptance, you noticed.
No.
He was saying that acceptance is a bad thing. That the acceptance is when they want an equal size.
Celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm calling you on Skype.
I already switched over. You sound better. That acceptance means they want an equal seat at the table. We can't have that.
That's so fucked up.
Because then you'll have to put, you know, those hemorrhoid rings down and stuff because those gay guys with their buttholes popping out all the time.
Oh, but see, that's a business, hemorrhoid rings.
I saw in comments somewhere this morning, somebody was railing about homosexuals, some Christo moron, and the first thing that she went for was, well, what about anal fissures? What about anal fissures? It's a scourge on the homosexual.
Oh, it's such a scourge. Is there like a campaign? Is there a campaign, you know, to raise awareness about anal fissures?
That's one of their favorite things to go to, is that it's not only is it unnatural, but it's unhealthy. The butt fucking.
How about when one of you straight people decides to shoot your partner to death in the trailer park because they fucked your friend at the laundromat? I mean, what about that? That's a danger.
That's a little unhealthy.
Yeah, that's worse than anal fissure.
Or beating your woman up for back talking.
God.
So I've got another Scott Lively clip.
Oh, good heavens, it's Scott Lively. He really puts me in a mood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here's a little bit more. That last clip, I think he was on Brian Fisher's show. That was Brian Fisher in the background saying, infection. It's an infection.
No.
Did you hear that? He prompted him.
Oh, yeah. Brian Fisher. That's how we do it.
Brian Anal Fisher.
Yeah.
So here's a little more of Scott Lively, a different clip from a different time, a different show. But here he talks about how he's more of the homosexual scourge.
When Satan is going to kind of come against mankind, the most fundamental attack on humanity and the most fundamental essence of rebellion against God is sexual perversion, because it's attacking the very essence of who we are, being created in His image as procreative. Think of that word. We are procreative. That's who He is. He, the creation, is the breath, the logos out of the mouth of God, the creation itself, and we engage in procreation, reflecting the essence and image of who God is.
So his argument is that anything outside of trying to create a baby, anytime
procreation, you hear that? Anytime it's against procreation, don't hurt my essence.
Don't stick your wiener in there unless you plan on a baby popping out, because other than that, it's a sexual perversion. And you're going against the Lord.
You're attacking my essence.
Yeah, I'll give you my essence, baby.
Don't mess with the essence. Then you're messing with the essence in procreation.
Shoot your essence on my face. Here's a little more of Scott Lively.
In who we are. That is so powerful. So when you look at in the Bible, there are sins that you would think of are worse. You know, murder, you know, mass murder, this... What does it come down to? Leviticus 18 tells the Hebrews exactly what it is that God identifies as the most rebellious behavior.
So now,
did he just say mass murder is not as bad as being gay?
He's getting there. He's setting the table. He's saying, now, you know, there's bad ones like mass murder and stealing and killing. But,
but.
Leviticus whatever 69 says is about to tell us exactly what the really big horrible sin is.
And, it's the Adam and Steve law.
Yeah, I think I have an idea where he's going.
God identifies as the most rebellious behavior, the behavior that causes the land to actually vomit out its inhabitants. And every item on that list, except for child sacrifice, is sexual perversion. And
what?
Everything on the list, except for child sacrifice, is a sexual perversion. In Leviticus 69-ish, 87-ish, hike, the Lord lays out all the reasons why, what is it, the mouth, the world opens up and swallows them whole or whatever.
Your gayness is going to make the earth puke.
There was some smoting going on, some smiting.
Hey, what the fuck is this guy talking about? He's like, everything listed there except child sacrifice is a sexual perversion.
Right.
So is killing a child, you know, to offer up to some weird god, that's not a sexual perversion?
He's saying that it's not a sexual perversion. But
what is it? Is
he's
it
saying
so
that,
bad?
That the main reason that the Lord leveled, I'm assuming he's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, right? That
the place from the Village People song
is because it was all.
Do you remember that song?
Oh no, Sodom, I thought you meant the Beach Boys. Sodom, Gomorrah, ooh, I'm gonna fuck you and shit on you and drink your. Anyway, so here's a little bit more of here's where he goes with you know. So homosexuality, as far as where it relates to murder.
That list, except for child sacrifice, is sexual perversion. And child sacrifice is often a form of sexual perversion. And that's where we are. I've done a booklet, a brochure titled Not Just Another Sin, and you can actually access it, at least read the thing on the website, defendthefamily.com. But it's the it makes the case through the scriptures that homosexuality is not just it's not just another sin. It is the sin that defines rebellion against God, the outer edge of rebellion against God, and is the harbinger of God's wrath. And that's why the scripture gives the warning, as in the days of Noah.
It is the sin, Ryan, that shows rebellion with God, homosexuality.
As in the days of Noah. You hear how he said that? As in the days of Noah. Wait, is this taking place during Noah's Ark?
That's when, no, that's before. What it's saying is, I guess, Leviticus 19:42 says that you guys better stop licking each other's starfish or God's going to get all Noah on your ass again.
Yeah. I got a whole brochure about it, by the way. I'll hand it to you.
He does have a brochure.
I got a brochure. Did he print them up in his basement? I mean, really, why the guy's making a whole brochure about, you know, the sin of homosexuality?
And he's traveling the world, influencing people. And
he's fabulous.
And convincing people because of his book written by goat fucking herders that book is how they should use that book to kill people, to justify killing people, to justify jailing people, to justify beating the shit out of people.
Well, you obviously haven't read my brochure, stupid.
Right.
Have a look at my brochure. It'll explain everything.
Here's
Don't
the explanation. It's not just any sin. It's the sin.
And please, please don't tell me that child sacrifice is sexual perversion, because it's not.
Unless
it's
you fuck them first and then
totally
kill
different.
Them.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
Or if you fuck them, or if you kill them after you fuck them, that's a sexual perversion also.
Oh, now I got to change the brochure.
I think any fucking involved is what
it's
adds
all
the
bad.
Perversion to it.
God, the Bible is just like a scary little novel, isn't it? I mean,
well, that's why those guys in Australia who were pissed off about the ninnies down there who got Grand Theft Auto taken out of Target. Because
hey, stupid video game anyway, who cares?
They say it's anti-woman.
Yeah.
Because I guess you can slap up some hoes in Grand Theft Auto if you choose to do that type of deal. Target listened and pulled it off the shelves. But then I don't even know what it's at. It was at over 30,000 signatures I saw last, where there's a petition now for Target to take the Bible out off of the shelves because of all the misogyny and sex and violence and incest and raping that goes up on in there in the Bible.
Who buys the Bible in Target anyway? And good. Hey, ban them both. I ban Grand Theft Auto and the Bible.
Do you ever? Yeah. Are you like, damn? I need me a Bible. I better run to Target. When do you find yourself in a Bible emergency?
I don't know. Never. And the last time I tried to play one of those newer stupid fucking video games, I can't even operate it. It's so incredibly complicated just to even move around. It's so frustrating. I think they should be outlawed just because.
You think video games should be outlawed because you
can't
play them?
I can't. I hate it. It pisses me off so much.
Nice.
How do people spend all this time doing this? Running around and Call of Duty.
Oh, come
on. Come on, blowing stuff up.
It's fun.
I like
video games.
Blowing stuff. It desensitizes you. Do you know what I mean? You know, you're blowing people up right and left all of a sudden, you know?
I don't know if that's necessarily been.
Do I sound like
proven.
Al Gore all of a sudden?
Yeah, I think we should put I think we should put some of those mature audiences only on them.
I hate him. The only reason I bitch about the video games, I just have a hard time playing them. You know. Working the controllers. It's nothing against the content. I don't give a shit. But good for the Bible being banned from Target. I think that's hilarious.
Was Tipper Gore against video games too. I know she was all had her panties in a bunch about black people saying the word fuck rap albums.
Right, right. No, she's her thing was she was against anal rehydration.
I think we all are.
Right.
Unless you really need it.
No, she's
not if you're being forced into it.
Yeah, she's against that.
I wonder what Tipper's doing these days. They got a divorce, Tipper. Right?
Oh yeah.
What is who's Al Gore with these days?
I wonder. Some massage therapist. He runs around in a towel.
I'm sure.
Terrorizing people. Wasn't that his story? That there was some story that he, I don't know, that he tried to come on to somebody giving him a massage and the person wasn't necessarily receptive to it. I mean, I can't imagine. It is Al Gore. I mean, the guy did invent the fucking internet.
Right.
I don't know what he's doing. I heard he hangs out at a strip club all day.
Right.
In the lunch buffet.
Oh, what else is going on here? I've got a story out of the sovereign and lovely and wonderful republic.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, nobody wants to. You're like the chocolate fountain in Golden Corral. We don't know what to do with you.
A man from the United States of America, specifically from Texas, Christian, has been arrested in Israel, where he has been charged with possession of weapons.
Oh, great. And being embarrassing.
Being in the country illegally.
Oh, he's an illegal.
He's an illegal alien in Israel.
Wow.
Who Kill him. has admitted that he was planning attacks on Muslim holy sites.
What an asshole. I mean, really, what a jerk off. What's his problem?
They say that he was planning, I guess he was planning to take some weapons to some mosques and shoot them up or shit or whatever.
Jeez. Wow, what a great way to spend your time.
Christian from Texas. Getting ready to take on the Muzzies.
That's right.
What is wrong with people?
I bow down to Chuck Norris, the Texas Walker Ranger.
This guy apparently has been in some shenanigans, though, because I guess he lived in Palestine for a while.
Palestine, Texas? Because you know that exists.
Palestine.
There's a Baghdad, Florida.
They say where he says he was allegedly approached by a Palestinian to try to assassinate U.S. President Barack Obama.
Hello.
During his visit to the region last year. So I don't know. There's all kinds of shenanigans going on. But Shin Bet, the CIA, or I guess the FBI of Israel, arrested him on November 19th. Weapons charges and it being in the country illegally.
Jeez, what a dickhead.
Plotting some shenanigans there.
That guy's a terrorist, right?
No, because he's a Christian. Christians can't be terrorists.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. Will someone please send me a checklist of who I'm supposed to be bigoted against?
Yeah, the guy who...
Oh, wait, it's everyone.
The guy in Texas who went shooting up the Mexican consulate. No, it's not. That's not terrorism because he's an American. No. And he's an American and he's right.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at breaking news here.
No shit.
That it says what you need to know about the deal Congress just struck to undermine legal marijuana.
Oh, no. Why is Congress still screwing with this?
Because they're fucking assholes, that's why. And the Republicans are, again, the medical marijuana, even if the people want it. Because, you know, the Republicans, the last thing they do is want to represent people. They want to... Overlord the people and tell the people what they want.
They want to keep dangerous drugs away from our kids. Dangerous drugs like codeine and Oxycontin and, oh, wait, not those drugs.
No,
they want to protect us from marijuana. That was stupid.
I guess they are. Oh, you know what this is? This is such bullshit. Republicans are just such cum rags. They treat Washington, poor Washington, D.C. Something needs to be done for the people that live in Washington, D.C., because there really is some bullshit going on there that their lack of kind of actual representation, like they don't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a representative in Congress who's ceremonial only. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's not a real vote. And it's some weird, fucked up little way it was set up so that really the people of D.C. don't have local determination of their own shit.
I mean, but D.C.'s crazy. I mean, it's the capital city of the free fucking world. And at one time it was ran by a crackhead.
Right. Well, you know, details.
I mean, it's like Rob Ford.
So, not that long ago, Washington, D.C. had a ballot initiative that overwhelmingly passed legalizing marijuana. And fuckers in the Republican snatch face Congress have slipped a significant barrier into the federal budget. You know, this bullshit, they slip in these riders and everything.
Horrible.
To basically make it much harder to, I'm not sure exactly how, without reading this entire fucking article that
Mitch McConnell said he also didn't want any more green M&Ms.
So this is what they're focusing on. This is what they are focusing
on. Stupid.
We should be closing Guantanamo and not torturing anyone and not shoving water up anyone's asshole if they don't want it.
It's weird that you would even have to write that law. I mean, that's I don't know.
Yet
I don't need anyone to tell me to not anally rehydrate someone against their will.
Yeah. Yet these fascists, these moral fascists in Congress have decided that Washington, D.C. can't make that decision for itself. So Congress regulates D.C. So they're So you've got some fuckface from God knows, bumfuck Alabama probably, or somewhere in Tennessee, or somewhere in fucking Texas, who is coming to tell the people who live and breathe and work in Washington, D.C., that are just regular people, that they can't, we're going to decide what's best for you. You can't legalize that marijuana.
Right, or somebody from Idaho. I just wanted to mention a state that wasn't in the South.
Sorry.
No, listen, that's all right.
We're
not all horrible. No, wait, we are.
So the congressional move, it says, once again throws into sharp relief Washington, D.C.'s second-class status as a jurisdiction with neither voting power nor the independence of a state.
Shit, man. I mean, it's a shame Alabama can't be ran like that. No voting power? Oh, it'd be great.
They did that with gay marriage not that long ago.
Yeah.
The Washington, D.C., the people voted to allow the recognition of same-sex marriages, and the drizzling shitbags of Congress, the Republicans of Congress,
I've heard of them.
Took it away because of, you know, Jesus and stuff.
Oh, yes.
So they're not for democracy.
But wait,
if the people might vote the way they disagree, they're all for democracy if everybody's going to vote their way.
I had some friends that got married in D.C. right in front of Thomas Jefferson's big marble memorial, and they were gay. They got married there, and I think it was legal. I guess it's not.
I don't know if it eventually switched around again or whatever, but I know they did. Yeah, I know they did. They were going after that.
That's crazy.
So a couple of bullshits going on there. Are these fuckers focusing on that, but also just the status of Washington, D.C. as the redheaded stepchild of the United States.
It's pretty funny.
So big fuck you to them for going after pot. Let the people have their pot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
People have to smoke pot because of the shit you're doing to them and the way you're fucking the nation.
I was trying to think about what we white people need to do to check in every once in a while just to make sure and you're not being an asshole. And I think you just need like a checklist. Does this make me seem like a dick if I do it? Maybe think about that before you do something or you sign some shitty bill. Is this a dick move?
Oh, they don't care.
Yeah, but
they don't care. They want it to be a dick move. They're the big overlords that know what's best. And they say no marijuana, God fucking damn it. So you people, even if you vote for it, you're not getting it.
But that's a big old dick move. That's a dick move.
They don't care. They're making money. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. They get to subjugate brown people. They get to move Monopoly pieces around their boards. They get to play a big, giant, life-size game of Risk.
Should I do a show called That's a Dick Move? Dick Move?
It's a dick move.
That's a dick move, dude. That's a total dick move. I don't know. Let's think about it.
Somewhere in Alabama, I saw there's a picture of this is on thinkprogress.org. It's a commie pinko liberal effete blog.
Fabulous. Right.
God, I was also reading about this thing that happened with that Tamir Rice, that 12-year-old that was shot.
God.
Just even more shenanigans going on there.
This is a horrible time to be a human being, I think. Well, maybe not. It's not as bad as, like, the Middle Ages. If you got a toothache, you die of infection. But, God, this sucks. The news is so depressing.
Somebody took a photograph in Alabama, and it went a little bit viral, of someone's license plate that says, "No homo."
Ugh. Oh, my God. Dick move.
The picture, let's see, it was spotted in office parking lot. He called, this guy was offended by it. He called the Alabama Department of Revenue, who informed them that a process is in place to monitor what plates are banned. When a request for a personalized license plate is filed, 3-person review panel considers each application. Jesus.
Well, they have to because no homos in the deck. Somebody wants to be no homo.
But they approved it. There's 3 people getting paid to read people's fucking license plate requests.
Well, okay. And who do you think these 3 people are? I don't mean to be an asshole or anything, but I mean, I don't know what they're reading comprehensions like. No homo might have passed.
They sometimes offer alternative lettering.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Some messages are so explicit that no alternative can be offered and the taxpayer's request denied. There's a list of more than 6,000 plates that are strictly banned and will not be allowed on any tag in any state.
Listen to what
6,000?
Listen to what you just described, though. You just described the writing process for license plates. For instance, you'll submit a license plate, what you want, and if it's not available, then someone will punch it up for you and or just suggest different letters. And then that gets sent on to get made. I mean, it's just like a movie.
Right.
No homo. No homo made it through. God. I've heard people. Ever hear anybody say that? They're like, "Hey, what's going on, man? It's good to see you. No homo." And it's like, okay, first off, I don't think you're coming on to me. And number two, if I thought you were, I wouldn't give a shit because you're fucking disgusting and you're an idiot. Don't flatter yourself. No homo. Fuck off.
The spokesperson for the Alabama Department of Revenue did not specifically address the no homo plate, but said it maybe it clearly was obviously since it made it through, it wasn't caught by the state screening process. But if you've got 3 in Atlanta, let's see, where are we? Alabama. You've got 3. Oh no, he saw. Yeah, it's an Alabama plate. You got 3 people sitting there in Alabama. Say, well, no homo. That's fine with me.
Yeah. And what happens if you what are the alternative letteries? Can you be no homo one or wait?
Sure, always, a whole fleet.
Right. Oh, it's so dumb. No homo. Who cares what you are, by the way?
And you feel that strongly.
By the way, I'm not gay. By the way, narcissist, nobody asked you.
Your sexual orientation. You feel that strongly about it that you've got to put it on your fucking license right. plate that you hate homos that much.
Yeah, and who cares? Who cares what you're attracted to?
How?
I imagine most people don't give a shit.
You know, if you were to grab that guy's car that has the no homo license plate and grab his cell phone, you're going to find Grindr and Boy Ahoy and Fuck Me Sailor and every come on my face, you big bear stud app that is available.
That's a lot to fit on an app. Though.
If you're driving around, it's an anagram.
Acronym?
Come on my C-O-M-F. Comfy something.
Right.
But yeah, if you're driving around and you are that vehemently vociferous about the fact that you hate the homos, you are so desperate to take it up the ass. You just can't convince me otherwise.
No homo, bro. No, thanks. Thanks for letting me know.
Unfucking believable.
Stupid idiot. No homo.
We got a little bit of good news.
Oh, really?
Out of Plano, Texas. We take a swing at Texas every once in a while, but here in Plano, Texas, we've got some good news.
Yeah, what's the good news? Nobody got gay bashed?
Despite fierce opposition, the city council in Plano, Texas voted 5-3 to approve an expansion of the city's equal rights policy, adding protections on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, among other categories.
Ooh, I think Texas hit his head last night or something.
Right. The Liberty Institute, a Christian legal defense organization, claimed that the ordinance makes it a crime to do business in the city of Plano while maintaining Christian, Jewish, Muslim, or other traditional religious views of marriage, sexuality, and gender identity. And they promised that they are going to sue to challenge these protections. They're suing to challenge an equal rights fucking ordinance.
Take a hike, stupid.
How can... I don't get it. I don't get it. How can you sleep at night? Trying to remove the rights from people.
Listen, you're stupid. You're an idiot. Oh, by the way, I had some good news today. This guy was reading the water meter at my parents' house, and he came up and he was like, "Listen, I'm just here to let you know that you have a water leak." I said, "Okay." He goes, "You are leaking 122,000 gallons of water."
Oh, my God.
And I said, what? He was like, yeah, it says right here. You've leaked 122,000 gallons of water this month. And I was like, where? And he's like, well, let's have a look at the water heater. And I'm like,
I might notice, yeah.
I kept telling this guy, and I was like, well, maybe you read the thing wrong. Maybe you made a mistake. He's like, no, he showed me the meter. He's like, look, the meter's working fine. I was like, well, how do you know? I was like, how do you know? I was like, there's not 122,000 gallons of water anywhere. And he told me to check the backyard, like around the sprinkler. And I was like, okay, I'll go in the backyard, but I don't think there's like 120,000
A swimming gallons. Pool.
He asked me, he's like, well, do you have a swimming pool? And I said, no, I have nothing. And then this other guy drove. I guess they were checking the whole neighborhood. They were reading everybody's meter. This other guy came up and he started listening to the conversation. He looked over and he was like, oh, somebody put an extra 8 in that column. It's not, they don't have a leak. He's like, then the guy told me, he's like, every 15 minutes, there's a small little drop of water dripping from a pipe under the yard. He's like, I said, is it 120,000 gallons? He was like, no, it's like 5 gallons a month, man. I was like, okay. Anyway, sorry. God.
We got to wrap it up, actually. We're here at the end of the show, everybody. Thanks for listening today. It's been a crabby Tuesday here. We're back tomorrow, hump day, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. We'll be rerunning this show throughout the day and evening in case you missed it. Don't forget all the other great programming here. If you're listening live in the next few minutes, you're going to listen to a great rerun of the Cantilinguists. And other than that, tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, a brand new Hollywood hick. Get your gossip on. See who Brent Paris breaks the fuck up with tonight.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, all of the Chatterbait. No, we're not on Chatterbait. We're all over the place. Everybody, crab diving. Spread the crabs, love the crabs, share the crabs, right. All that
follow
stuff.
Follow us on Grindr.
Grindr. Don't forget Ryan Pfeiffer is doing comedy down in the Pensacola area for the next week or so. Find out where and when. And when he comes back to Los Angeles, also at Rated R Comedy on Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And don't forget, everything about us is at crabdiving.com. Past episodes of this great show and all the other great stuff here on the network, 24/7 streaming at you live. You can also download us as podcasts at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Try not to torture anybody tonight.
TTFN.
Except yourself, whatever you're into.
Self-loathing.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.